Yes, good evening to our dear listeners. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. With me, David Shombe. To our dear listeners, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss, matters of national importance. It's a platform where we look at, we look at economic policies, we look at national and domestic policies, we look at international trade. It's also a platform where we bridge the gap between the academics and those who want to know. It's a platform where we invite experts, talk about lawmakers, talk about academics, talk about researchers. We talk now about also builders of the economy. We talk about people who are at the forefront or at the front line, especially in this battle of advancing Namibian economy, among other challenges. Yeah, and the time is 6 o'clock, 9 minutes past 6, and you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. And yeah, today we are going to have a very interesting topic. And as we have always been saying, whatever topic we bring about, whatever discussion we bring on the table, we are not the experts. We are not the experts of the discussions or of the topic that we are bringing about. However, we facilitate the program, and we also invite contributors. We invite individual with understanding, and also individual who want to, you either have a question, you have a contribution, you want to assist. And also, some of you, dear listeners, you have many experience than a lot of us who are speaking here. Some of you, you have been in the field for a very long time. Some of you, you understand economic better. However, it's always good. That's why we are always saying this is Lecture Hall 1. It's a platform where we are educating ourselves. It's a platform where we also exchange ideas and also enter into productive debate. A productive debate which can be fruitful and also can be beneficial to somebody who is listening out there. Yes. Now, just before I go deep into the conversation of today, it's always good to follow us on social media, Eagle FM Namibia. Get Facebook, get Twitter. Now it's called X. Get Instagram, get LinkedIn. And make sure that you also follow our e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also Friday, where you'll be able now to be up to date with your economic news. You'll be up to date with economic development issues which are affecting our development, issues which are also contributing to our development. You look at the economic opportunities, industries, maybe where you can invest, or industry where you can do research about. And yeah, just like our page. And also, don't forget always to, if you don't have an app in your phone, download an app, Eagle FM Namibia, from your Play Store. Then you'll be able now to follow our conversation. Can be also past conversations. You look at our podcast, past programs that maybe you missed them. You're able to continue engaging us and be up to date with your favorite radio station. Our dear listeners, it has always been said that vocational education, technical subjects, are at the forefront of driving economic development. It has always been said that developed countries, they prioritize their technical knowledge, and they also made sure that they align the technical skills which they are giving their students with economic aspirations, and also give confidence to the industries of artisans, craftsmen, and individuals who are always standing to build infrastructures. That's why the topic for today is how to capacitate our vocational training graduates to participate in Namibian economy. Yeah, because for those of you who who have been in academia, or for those of you who know university life, or for those of you who have experience of life, especially regarding tertiary education, vocational education was seen, or it has been in the mind of people. I don't know how it got there. It has been in the mind of people to be a second chance for those people who are not able to make it to white collar careers. But little did we know that, you know, the seat that we are, the chair that we are sitting on, sofas that we are sitting on, you know, the building that you are in, the road that you have traveled by when you came to work, or when you came home, you know, the plane that you have used, some of these things were built, or most of these things, or even all of these things, were built by people with technical skills. You know, the ring that you are putting on right now, those are works of, you know, technical individuals. Those things were not made by theories. Those things were made by, you know, vocational training graduates. Now, it's one thing to have technical skills, and it's also one thing to apply those technical skills. Yeah, we are going to come back shortly after a commercial break. You are listening to Business and Economics segment with David Shombe. We are looking at the importance of capacitating vocational graduates.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anywhere. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. No.
Yes, to our dear listeners, we are continuing with Business and Economics segment with David Shombe. Our topic for today, we are looking at how can Namibians, or how can we capacitate our vocational education graduates to make sure that they participate in economic development of the country? Now, maybe just to give a basic definition of what are the vocational education, you know, graduates, and what are some of the challenges that we have in Namibia, especially when it's coming to vocational education. When somebody is talking about vocational education, is beyond technicians. Yeah, it's beyond technicians, it's beyond artisan, it's beyond being a boiler maker. But the basic definition of vocational education is education which is based on applying, technical knowledge in the field. Yeah, that is why now when you look at institutions like Vocational Training Center of Namibia, or VTC, you look at the NIMT, you look at other technical, you know, colleges which are offering courses on technical development. You look at there is a maritime institution in the coastal town of Namibia. Then any other vocational education. Because when somebody is talking about VTC, we don't only talk about, Vocational Training Center of Namibia. There is a lot of, institutions which are, you know, offering a technical knowledge. Now, when somebody studied to be an electrician, when somebody studied to be a fit and tenor, when somebody studied to be a boiler maker, when somebody studied carpentry of pipe fitting, when somebody studying craftsmanship and all other technical knowledge, these are some of the skills which are needed in building either infrastructure, either equipment, fixing other equipment. And the only problem that we have now in Namibia, yes, we have a lot of graduates from technical schools. However, why is Namibia industry not absorbing these people? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. Because it's one thing to have technical skills. It's also one thing to be absorbed in the system. Because the question that you need to ask yourself, how should somebody start? It's always used to be a lot of arguments, especially from policymakers and politicians, to say no, vocational training graduates must create their own employment. Yes, they have capacity and the ability to create their own employment. But did we look at what are the skills that we are giving our vocational training students? Are we giving them skills just to work, or are we giving them skills also to make sure that at the point where I'm not absorbed by an industry, let me say at the point that you are not absorbed by, for example, green hydrogen industry, or you are not employed in the mine, are you able to stand on your own? Then you start a business, because we have more advantage than a white collar professional who need more than what you have to start business. But there's something that can be our educators, can be our it can be our policymakers, it can be our business individuals in the line of vocational education, and also interested parties, especially donors and funders of this program, because it becomes a norm in our country where we train a lot of employees, then also job creators. But let us look at the skills which these technicians are given, and look at the skills which they don't have. Because one thing that vocational educators have is that it's easy for them to be hired as subcontractors. It's easy for them to say, no, this guy is a bricklayer, I'm going to hire him at any price so he can build my house. Even the most advanced or the most well-educated bricklayer from that training center or from that institution, bring the guy to the village, build your house, then you pay him what you want to pay him. Then it could be that maybe you paid him well, give him 30,000, then we know this thing. Then after 2 days, the money is not there. Then the question is, what is the problem? The problem is that, it's a known fact. You always know one artisan who always gets a lot of money, but is not able to build anything. He's not able to start a business, or he's not able even to build something. Can even go to the point of getting 100,000. Now, the problem that we have is that there are some of soft skills that were supposed to be integrated in our academics, especially when you are teaching vocational educators, vocational trainees, because by, I don't want to say by existence, but by the time they complete their high school, there were already this perception to say, no, you are a second opportunity. Even some people who are supporting, vocational education, they don't really looking at them as some of the main important, career choices. But somebody can go to vocational education with even 42 points. Everybody need, technical skills. However, these guys, most of them, I don't want to say, they do not have self-esteem to stand up and face the world and also start their own business and also manage their finance. One of the skills that supposed to be integrated in our vocational education trainees is like a skill of business management and project management. Because you find it's more easier to have an artisan who is running a very bigger project with an understanding of what project management is than having somebody who just have technical skills and just doing the job without knowing how to manage, you know, other people, how to run things. Because you find, like in Namibia, when just an ordinary businessman with a construction site never was an artisan in his life and is running a project, which I'm not saying is wrong. But if this person have technical skills before starting that business, he's going to be an efficient project manager rather than somebody who just experienced with white-collar businesses. Yeah, that's why we are saying for Namibian artisan to move forward, we need to make sure that we incorporate skills of management of business, not basic entrepreneurship skills, real business management skills and project management. Because project management is one of the skills that is cutting across all industries. It can be from white-collar industry, corporate world, to also running engineering institution, running, you know, being a construction site or being a industries where you need a lot of technical skills. That is number one. Then the second thing that also that shall be included in our vocational training trainee is the skills of business communication and just effective communication. Because if somebody is able to communicate very well, this person will be able to have confidence, and this person will be able to approach industries. Because remember, in a fast changing world, you don't only need, because you are a builder, you don't only need to be on top of the building every day. There are times where you need to be in a boardroom defending your proposal so that you can get the bigger contracts. Because a builder who is only thinking that we are people who are just on site every day, then you are thinking very small, because you were supposed to know, you were supposed to incorporate, or somebody who is running that system was supposed to incorporate, those skills that will put you in the office to negotiate your business. Because money is discussed in boardrooms. Money is discussed in offices. No, money is not discussed on site. Because you end up doing really a very nice job, but somebody who is running your project, you don't even know how much this person is being paid. That's why we are always saying, let us have confidence in our vocational training, graduates or vocational training trainees. Then we capacitate them with skills which they are needed, because it's easier for them to take over their industries. Yeah, after a short commercial break, we are going to look at, industries or emerging industries in Namibia where we'll be able to focus on, especially when somebody is in that field of vocational education. And we are also looking at some opportunities which somebody can be able to have, especially in that line of, vocational training center.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Bimba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Bimba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oshierero Maimuriro, a Católica Simane Kakaruga, a African Sangfuriera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do IMBA App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe a IMBA hoje. Podes encontrar o IMBA na App Store e também na Google Play.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa.
Life so.
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana.
Life's all about making real moments.
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite okoye.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash. To making the cooler box your seat for the night. To going out after work to get that chinos to plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at how we can capacitate our vocational training graduates, particularly our artisans, craftsmen, and all the technical individuals in Namibia to take part in the mainstream economy, and also to make sure that we build confidence in our artisan to be able to be trained and operate beyond technicians. Then they become inventors, and to have confidence in themselves that they will be able to stand up and negotiate their own deals. And yeah, and that is the only way we are going to drive our economy. Yeah, just before I continue with our program, I think it's the right opportunity to call individuals with experience, our dear listeners, to give us a call and give your contribution. You can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Yes, because the conversation for today, we would like to look at ways, the main problem in our industry, because we already have a problem with white collars. What about the blue collar industry, and how can we build this industry? That's why the first argument before we come here is that let us look at the skills that we are giving our students, and are these skills only to work or also skills to think and expand? Because somebody who is a very good artisan, well trained, maybe N6 or N7 or whatever they do, some of people they got trained beyond South Africa. But if this person is not confident enough or do not have skills like business management skills, do not have effective communication skills or basic business communication skills, you do not have monitoring and evaluation skills, you do not have the skills of financial management, it's going to be very difficult for you to succeed, because you were trained in the perspective that you are the second choice, especially to people who did not know the value of vocational training education. That's why we are saying we need to evaluate our training and education, and we also need to make sure that we build builders, not only builders of buildings, but builders of industries. Yeah, we build people beyond technicians, beyond car fixers, but we build inventors and manufacturers, because the beginning of vocational training education in Namibia was to assist those who cannot make it at mainstream academic education, which was mostly looked at white collar. Yeah, except maybe the different areas of engineering and so on. However, the moment we evaluate our curriculum of vocational education, we'll be able to realize that this is number one profession, especially when you want to build the economy. Because if you are doing a comparative analysis to some of the fast growing economy, like a lot of people give an example of Singapore, people give an example of China, moving very fast to be in the top five of developed countries. Although in the 1960s, it was far, far beyond. It was not on the table. But when you are looking at China now, you'll be able to realize that the strength of China is based on the right skills that they have. Apart from having engineers, they have best technicians. They have the best inventors. That's why when you give a Chinese a tender, they have everything they want on the table. Yeah, they have everything they want on the table. And when you look at their countries, they build their own country, not as assistant, but as drivers of their economy. Yeah, that's why now we are saying, let us evaluate our vocational education curriculum, and let us produce people with quality beyond just beyond a technician. Yeah, because if somebody is just we know and we have experienced this thing, and when we are around, we have also seen a lot of artists, and even if they are able to make a lot of money, they still do not have confidence in themselves. That's why there is always in some cases there's always a fight between white collar and blue collar. But that was not supposed to be the case. The case was supposed to be, let us complement each other. That was supposed to be the case, especially blue collars and white collars. Because if you want to build a Namibian industry, you must be able, if you can't combine the soft skills with technical skills at the institution level, let us combine them in the industry. Because somebody who did fit and tanning, or somebody who did boiler making, needs a graduate of business management so that they can run a business together. Because at the end of the day, you need somebody who can negotiate your deal, somebody who can balance your tables, somebody who can also manage your finance and make sure that your paperworks are done. That's why the problem that we have in Namibia is that we are not, able to work together to drive the Namibian economy. Yeah. Now, what are the industries that we have in Namibia? We have a lot of industries that we need to get into. Number one is green hydrogen. It's undeniable that green hydrogen is one of the element, or one of the future of the world in terms of green energy. Even if Mr. Donald Trump pull out of Paris Agreement, the world is still moving green. And industries which are going to be based on green hydrogen I think they are going to prosper. That's why in Namibia, if you are an engineer, if you are an artisan, make sure that you align yourself with emerging industries, and also see how you can upskill yourself so that you can take advantage of these good opportunities. Because what is going to happen is that, which have already started, not in the next 2 years, it has already started where, you know, external countries are sending the same artisans here in Namibia, but those who are trained already on that area. That's why when you hear an opportunity to be trained in the area of green hydrogen and you're an artisan, do search about these things and make sure that you prioritize that area. Yeah. Now, the second industry that we need to look at, although it's a bit fluctuating or it's a bit, being questioned by a lot of people, is also oil industry. They may sound contradicting, but at the end of the day, the country must develop by all the resources which are there. And when you hear an opportunity where people are going to be offshore trained, especially in the technical field, make sure that you're in line on that area. Hello?
Oh, David.
Yes?
Good afternoon.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, it's evening already.
Yes.
Oh, so how are you doing?
I'm well.
You know, you are mentioning things that are very, very crucial. And here I want to pinpoint and advise my colleagues, parents, and the guardians, whether they are foster parents or whoever.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned about green hydrogen, taking all this. We were told green hydrogen is an activity that is cutting across to all economic sectors, all segments of the society. So when it comes to technical, it is even more, and we do not even have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Pakistan, because one, we discourage our children to go to VTC.
Yeah.
To get the relevant skills, the skills that can enable them to produce and manufacture, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Manufacture goods. Mm. So we are told that this iron, you know the iron, eh?
Yes.
And all these things that they are going to be fabricated here. They're going to be manufactured here, fabricated here.
Yeah.
That is the correct language.
Yes.
So it means that we can seriously mobilize all those accents, okay?
Yeah.
The one with the bail making and all these things, maybe they will be captured by the mining industry.
Yeah.
But what about those ones who have to now electrify the rural areas with solar panel, for example, just to study, to upskill, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking about upskill, upgrade. University of Namibia and many other institutions, they are already busy because they have formed up a collaborative effort with the Ministry of Education and all these other things. Can we mobilize and convince our young ones to go to VTC?
Yes.
Now create employment for themselves and for others.
But what is the content that they give at VTC? Do they teach project management? Because most of their trainee, they are going to work in bigger projects.
Yes.
Do they do that?
That model was actually lacking.
Yeah.
So one of the students those years.
Yeah.
I remember during Corona.
Yeah.
There was a student who used to call in and say yes, in that curriculum.
Yeah.
The one for this VTC, we need to have a model on the project management.
Yeah. Because it's obviously they are going to work in bigger project, and what is very funny, some of these projects are they are project managers, they don't even have technical skills.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, they can, if you have somebody who have done project management from NAST, because I know NAST is there, the university is there, and all these other universities, they are there. Because the artisans themselves, the artisans themselves have to work with maybe people who have studied commercial subjects, for example.
Yeah.
Business accounting.
Yeah.
Those who have and stimulation, computer stimulation and all these other things.
Yes.
So they need to work with those academic ones, programs, so that they put themselves together. They might not have, because this one from the university, if you have a bachelor in accounting now, so you might not have, but you are able to manage the work, you are able to manage the organization, you are able to manage the people who are working there.
Yes.
So it means that to be a kind of a combination and an integrated kind of knowledge and system.
Yeah.
So that process has to be there, and then you formulate that. Yeah. If you come together, then you go to Development Bank of Namibia. You remember the people are concluding, you know, the people are Development Bank of Namibia yesterday in the news I was seeing, and they are encouraging people to from Zambezi to apply for loans.
Yeah.
So you know those loans, the loan can be in terms of equipment, can be in terms of whatever. So let's now combine. You cannot artists and alone. Of course, they can do it, but they also need to have some specialization of skills.
Yeah, soft skills. Yeah.
I think it's done, my brother.
Thank you, thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. A great contribution. It's always a pleasure to have you. Yeah, it's a very good point which was raised that, you know, artisans or trainees or graduates of vocational education must work together with individuals from, you know, can be from university or, you know, graduate of soft skills. But are we really willing to work together? Because what I have observed is that if you see somebody at university level or at the college level who did the, you know, a soft skill subject or a soft skill course, When this person is looking at a vocational training graduate, it's like, no, he's not really looking at somebody who is intellectually able, which is wrong.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. It's 45 minutes past 18. We are at lecture hall one. Today we are looking at vocational training center or vocational training education. And we are also looking at how can we identify opportunities, capacitate these vocational training educators to train the trainees to become the participants in the economic development of the country. And one of the things which we looked at is that on top of technical skills which are being trained or which are being given to these learners or students at the training centers, there is a very big gap, especially in terms of soft skills like you know, management of business. If you really want an artisan to start their own business, you must make sure that you equip them with understandable knowledge of how a business works, especially in that field. You must teach them how to communicate, how to be confident, how to manage finance, so that they will be able to build industries. Because industries are not only built by builders, but are built by people who understand the in and out of business, which is office work combined with on-site work. Yeah, that's why we underline or we underscored the concept of project management, because when you are doing a basic project management course, you'll be able to understand the factors or the project cycle, what is needed, what you need to do first when you are running a project, how to manage a team, how to manage resources. Also need to understand the line of communication in project management. There's a concept of planning. There's a concept of implementation. There's also a concept of, you know, monitoring and evaluation. then you'll be able now to analyze what you have put in place in order for you to move forward. Because we are saying for Namibia to move forward, we need a combination of both technical knowledge and also soft skills. Because somebody who understands theories and somebody who understands the basics of finance will be able to work with somebody who understands how to put metals together to come up with a product which can be sold or can be used in that area. Yes, apart from now, green hydrogen and oil industry, there's an aspect of mining. Yeah, mining, you can also enter the mining field, although mining has been the main also employers of artisan. There are industries, you can also go in the industry of agriculture, artisan in the industry of agriculture, because at the end of the day, there is always a structure to be built, there is always a machine to be fixed, there is always, a vehicle to be fixed, and there is always machines to be serviced. You can enter the field of agriculture. It's more easier even if you now you're an artisan, then you are venturing in agriculture, because it's easy for you to plan your own structure and also to work together with people from that area for you to develop this country. Because if you incorporate your vocational training with agriculture, which is already lacking in Namibia, especially when it comes to food sustainability of food production. When you enter that area, you just need to learn very fast, because you already have what you have. Yeah, that's why now we are saying we can't move forward until we realize that industries need both white collars and blue collars. We need both, technical people and also people with soft skills. Yeah, that's why in Namibia, one thing I've observed also is that when you move around, when you go to places, you can go to different places, can be a business event, can be bus market areas. You always see people sitting, isolating themselves. These guys from the banking industry, the bankers, the financiers, and the corporate guys are sitting on one area. They are talking about things in their field. Then the artisans are also sitting in their own area. They're talking about things in their field. And everyone see another person as a competition. Everyone seeing another person as a competition. But that is the reason we are not moving forward, because we think we know, because we only know what we know. And that is already a big problem. However, if we understand this from the younger age, to say somebody going to vocational training center doesn't mean that he's not intellectual able. And also somebody who is at the training center studying to be a technician has to understand that he should not undermine his capacity, because that is a limitation of his thinking and also his movement when we are looking at the way forward. That's why the caller indicated that it's always very important to integrate. If you are not able to get these skills at school, try to learn them, or try to work together with somebody who has them. Because that is the only way we are going to move forward, because you can't do it when you do not know it. Yes, we have 9 minutes before we come to the end of business and economic segment. However, you can call us, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. We are looking at how can we capacitate our vocational graduates to mainstream economy, or to participate in the mainstream economy, and also to become main actors in the development of the country.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station, by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe mbali hea vi nola natu. Heari bali no heari ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsin Eangano, o Oshierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneka Karuga, African Sanfuriera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@obalighty.com. Descubra e baixa Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are interrogating the aspect of how can we capacitate vocational training graduates to participate in the mainstream economy. We already spoke about how can we integrate soft skills with technical skills in order for us to move our vocational graduates to be the main builder of the national economy. Yeah, we talk about opportunities like opportunities in the green hydrogen industry, the opportunity in oil industry, opportunity in mining, opportunity in agriculture. There is also a main opportunity, which is self-employment. Now, it's always very difficult when somebody is saying you must start your own employment. It's very, very, very difficult, especially if you do not know where to start or you do not have enough support. However, there are courses which have competitive advantage. There are courses which you just need a toolbox to start your business. However, if you are an artisan and you do not have enough soft skills, you are going to be limited to only being a hustler or to only being somebody who make business to survive. But if we could do beyond what we are trained to do, we'll be able now to have say, no, are you able to fill in the grant application form? Just basic thing. Are you able to fill in the loan application form? If yes, are you able to come up with a PowerPoint presentation? Let me say 8 minutes or 5 minutes PowerPoint presentation that you are going to convince the board that your business is going to work. In some cases, it's really true that your business may work, but are you able to stand up with confidence and convince investors to invest in your business? Those are some of the things that we need to look at. And the other thing is also the skill of project management. Can you work beyond one project? I mean, can you work beyond one task, like just building a house? Can you get a project of maybe 25 houses? How are you going to manage it? Yeah, because A lot of people, we are confined by education, and we also do not want to learn other skills because you think when you are an artisan, you are only going to deal with metals and objects. But that is a wrong perception. It's a wrong view. Yeah, because in daily life, you are working with people. Every day, you have to work with people. And you must learn how to work with people, especially in line of the business that you do. Yeah, you must be able to have confidence. You must be able also to lead. Yeah, must be able to lead and also to run your affairs in order. And maybe lastly, one thing which I want to indicate, especially those technical individual who are in technical individuals who are in the area of self-employment, make sure that if you do not have skills, try to find them. If you cannot learn them, work with other people who have them, because we can't have all the skills. You have to make sure that you work with other people who have them. Don't be scared of working with people from universities, and also people from university with soft skills. Don't also lie to yourself that you can run very fast in whatever industry that you do without an artisan, because these are the people who are handling us. And for our country to move forward, I think our education policymakers, education researchers, especially higher education, they must make sure that they always evaluate the curriculum and look at what the industry need. And that is the only way that we are going to move forward. Yeah, with this word, thank you, dear listeners, for listening to Business and Economic Segment Program with me, David Shombe. Think we must meet with other programs, maybe from tomorrow. Yeah, I will leave you in the good hands of Tate Kauruma and Narovanda with Omtumwa. And don't forget to follow us on our social media platform and continue listening to Eagle FM programs.